Welcome to the Crossroads Prayer and Fast Podcast. We're eager to listen and learn together about our year of becoming. So let's get started with today's episode with our Love Now Global Director, Daniel Grassman.
I think most people are willing to be helpful to others, up to a certain point. I think that in today's culture, being helpful depends on how comfortable the task is. If helping someone fits my schedule and I don't have to go out of my way to do it, then I can do it. There is, in some cases, a transactional nature to it. If you help me, I'll help you. As believers in Jesus, what does becoming helpful mean? In the context of global missions, what does it mean? Becoming helpful requires sacrifice and being in situations where we are not comfortable. Let's read from Matthew 28, 18 to 19. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. The Great Commission. It's not a suggestion. It's a commandment. Go into all the earth and make disciples of all nations. Teach them everything I have taught you. This is no small undertaking. It's difficult. It's uncomfortable. Someone once said, all the easiest spots for the gospel are taken. Only the tough, resistant, and remote places are left before we reach the world for Jesus. On top of that, there are cultural differences. There are language barriers. Sometimes we come into a place and we think we're being helpful, but in reality, we can be making things worse. There are huge financial costs as well. Again, it's uncomfortable. And yet, this is Jesus' commandment for us. Go into all the world, make disciples. So how do we become truly helpful in God's mission in the world? What's the first thing we can do? I love how Jesus says in verse 18, all authority is given to me in heaven and earth. The first thing we can do is submit to Jesus' authority. Submission is uncomfortable. When we submit to his authority and live our lives accordingly, we become engaged in serving others. That's what Jesus did. And in this case, serving others, not only in our place of origin, but in all the world. Each one of us can become involved in helping God's work around the world. It's not just that we can, it's that we must. Once we have submitted to his authority, then it says, make disciples of all nations. This is where it becomes tricky. Making disciples of all nations requires that you learn another language, culture, being willing to travel. This is also uncomfortable. Does this mean we all need to go? No, some will pray, others will give, but we all need to be involved. Making disciples requires understanding that to be truly helpful in doing so, we need to step out of our comfort zone. My family and I served in India among Muslims for 6 years. In order to learn the language, we dedicated 6 hours per day, 5 days per week for 2 years. I could have tried to get by without language, but I would never have been able to connect with my neighbors and share Jesus. One of them came to Jesus after some years. That would not have happened if we hadn't made the effort to engage in language and culture. To become helpful and efficient in world missions, we need to be willing to submit to Jesus' authority. Then actually go into the world, leave our place of origin, and make disciples. This requires time, commitment, and loving people. It also requires commitment from churches that pray and give generously to missions. Let us pray. Lord, we want to become helpful in your mission in the world. We need you to guide us to be willing to step out of our comfort zones and share Jesus with all the nations of the world. And we want to be a church that prays and gives to missions. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our Prayer and Fast podcast. Stay connected with us on social media at Go to Crossroads and join us for our Friends and Family Sunday, September 10th. For more information, visit crossroadschurch.net/events.